They say you can't ever go home. I guess I just made it easier. Not being able to get back, I mean. Because you see, I never left in the first place. But even if you don't leave, if you try to keep things like they always were, things happen. Things happen, and one day you realize just for now is really forever. I guess that's what happened. To me, I mean, to us. Like, maybe it was easier for me to make you leave. So I didn't have to wait and be scared that every day that day would be the day that you'd go. Like, maybe it was easier for me to hurt you and make you leave so you would never be able to hurt me. Not that you ever would have hurt me. But like, maybe I figured if you left, I could tell myself that somehow it was your fault. And fuck, I'm good. I mean, I did it, right? So I wanted to make you leave, and I did. You did, you left, and I stayed, and things changed anyway. I mean, yeah, they stayed the same. But they got all different, too. Like, I'm the same, but I'm different. Fuck. I am so fucking different. And now evening's coming on. Evening's coming on, and I come back here like I come back here every evening to the place I never left. Does that sound as crazy to you as it does to me? Like, coming back to somewhere I never left? And why the fuck am I talking to you anyway? Like, I always talk to you when I come here, when you're not even here to talk to. And why the fuck didn't I talk to you back then? I mean, like, really talk. Like, tell you I was scared. Like, tell you why Jeff was whatever the fuck he was while he was being nothing worth having with anything and anyone else in a skirt. And, like, what you were. You. The thing I made go away. You. The only thing I ever wanted. And the thing I was scared to have. Fuck. Fuck, fucking, fuck, fuck. The shadows are starting to stretch their kinks out and get longer after a hard day scrunched up under the sun. So, I know it's time. Time to stop being a wimp and to go the place I always go to. The place I always came to. Because when I did, you'd be there, and we'd be there, but that was then and this is now. But now, everything's different. Everything's fucking different, and I'm fucking different, and nothing will ever be what it was again. But like, even when there's really no point, there are just things you do. Like, you have to do. So I do it. I walk across the scrubby gravel that's still pretending to be a parking lot, even though it's still much more grass than gravel, just like it always was. And I step over the railing onto the path, and the trees bent over the path look the same, even if I know they're really not, and the path is the same, cracked mud worn by too many feet, and I walk past the old mill, the one only tourists go into, and we never did. And I go down the slope of grass. And it's there, like it's there every evening. And the river's running like it runs every evening. And the weir's roaring like it roars every evening. And the bridge is, well, bridging, I guess. The bridge. Our bridge. And every evening I see it. And every evening I say that. That it's the same bridge. But it isn't our bridge anymore, because it's different. Because I'm fucking different. And every evening I'm right. Because it can't be our bridge, because it's just me and you're not here. There's no R, no us, for there to be a bridge for. And that's how it is. Every fucking evening. Only not tonight. Not this evening. Because there's someone. There's someone on my bridge. On our bridge. Or maybe someone on our bridge? Because it looks like you. And it looks like you, even though it's been so long since I've seen you, since you were here. And it looks like you, even though it can't be you, because you ran. You ran, and you said you were never coming back. And I knew that that was what I wanted you to say, even if I never wanted you to say it. But it is. It's you. It's you, and you're there where you always were. And I have no fucking idea why you're there. Even though I know it doesn't matter because everything's different now. Because I'm different now. And I know it doesn't matter if I leave or if I stay or if I speak or if I don't. Because that's how it is when things change. But you're here. And even if it's just a bridge and not our bridge. And even if you're just you and not my you. I figure fuck it. I figure fuck it, and I can stand there getting all philosophical about bridges and the gap I wish there never was between us, or I can wish that I'd never grown so that we weren't us anymore, or I can just stop being a fucking wimp, and I can stop being a fucking wimp, and I can do what I always did and say what I always said, because sometimes, even if things change, they're really the same. So I do it. And the river's roaring and the weir's hammering over the concrete. Like, I'll never forget it hammering, and I say, fuck it. Even if I know you're never gonna hear me. Or I almost say it, because I say, oh my god. And I never used to say that. But I say it now. I say, oh my god. Out of all the bridges on all the rivers in all the world, you had to walk onto mine. And you don't look up. But I can see there's a smile 100 yards wide on your face. And even though there shouldn't be, because it's been years, and the bridge isn't our bridge, and I'm not the same. Well, I am the same, but I'm different. But even though it shouldn't be possible, and the river's rushing, and the weir's hammering, and there's no way you can hear me, you grin your grin. That grin, I could never forget. You grin your grin, and you fucking do it. You say it. What you always said. And you say, hey, say it again, Sam. And I know it wasn't quite like that in that movie we saw on our first date. We had to sneak in because you'd spent your last dime on frozen orange juice for me. And you told me you'd always wanted to be Peter Sars, and you laughed because I blushed because I said I didn't know who he was, and I still don't. But it wasn't a nasty laugh, it was cute, and you blushed too. So we sneaked into the theater, and fuck, we laughed when we saw we snuck into an old black and white. But we sat and we watched it, and it was a really cool movie. And when they said that thing they say, I looked at you, and I said, don't ever call me that. I hate that. And I meant it, because I really did. I really, really did. And I fucking screamed our house down, even if my mom called me Sam, because that's not my name. My name's fucking Samantha. But the next time I came to the bridge, before it was really our bridge, because you said you'd be there, I couldn't resist. I said it. The out of all the bridges thing. And you did it. You fucking did it. You said, say it again, Sam. And I should have thrown a fit, like I did with my mom, but I couldn't help it. I looked down so you couldn't see, and I smiled so fucking wide that my lips should have needed fucking passports. Because that was our movie. And all of a sudden, being Sam was okay if it meant I was your Sam. And that was then, and this is now, and now I'm different. And this shouldn't be happening, but it is. And my head drops down so you can't see, and I know I'm smiling just as wide all over again. And I say it even if I don't mean it, and it shouldn't matter because everything's different. Even if I can't ever tell you how it's different. And I say what I've always said. Don't fucking call me Sam. And I know my smile's never been wider. And I smile, and the river rushes, and the weir roars, and time goes by, And you lean on the railings, and you look down at the rushing river, like you used to look down. And you don't say anything, like we never said anything. Because we were on our bridge and we didn't have to say anything, not to be us. And the river rushes and the weir roars, and I want to take your hand, like I always used to. But I know I can't, because that was then and this is now. And it isn't the same. And I know it's different. I know I'm different. And I know you can't know. I know I can't tell you. Even if I wish I was different. Even if I wish I wasn't fucking different. Now more than ever. But I am. And I know that the bridge can't be our bridge ever again. Just because I'm here and you're here. So I watch the river. I watch the river and you watch the river. And the river rushes by. Like all the years we weren't here together, like the years we were just rushing all by all at once. And even though I know I can't hold your hand, maybe I don't want to know because my hand twitches like it has a life all of its own. So I cover it with my other hand. And I don't know if you see it, even if you can't have seen it, but I see you move your hand away. Which is good, right? Because, like, you trying to hold my hand wouldn't well. I figure I couldn't handle it. And not just because I covered my hand over. And I grin because it's like a pun. And I figure you must see the grin because you grin too. And I don't know what to say, so I just said what I always said. I say bastard. And you say what you always said, and you say bitch. And it feels good. And it feels right. Because it's what we always used to say. What we always used to call each other. Even though we didn't mean it. Because we were us. And I know it shouldn't feel like anything at all. Not after what happened, but it does. And I grin some more. And the river rushes and the weir roars and the sun sinks lower on the horizon. The shadows stretch out as they head towards night. And they... it's their time to play. And for a moment, a minute, a year. Fuck. For the lifetime we never had, we're us again. And we lean on the railing. And time rushes by like the river under us. And we don't say anything, because we don't have to, because we're us again. But I guess we both know we really aren't, because then we do. Say something, I mean. And maybe it's because we're sort of us again, even if we aren't really. Because I know it can't be, because it's different, because I'm different. But we both say the same thing. I both say it at the same time. And we say it together. And we both say, I fucked up. And we both look at each other, and then we both say, no, you didn't, I did. And I say how, like, you were 20, and I was 17, and, like, I was scared, and how it was so strong, and, like, how I was really, really scared. And how somehow Jeff in the office seemed safer, because I knew he was a player, and it wouldn't be how, like, we were. And you say how, like, you should have been different. And how you should have waited, and how you shouldn't have, like, run like you did the night I told you about Jeff. And we're both talking, and the river's rushing, and we're both looking at each other. And it was all so important, and so dumb, and so painful, and we laugh. We both laugh. We laugh, and it's like Jeff never was. And, like, you never ran that night. And the river almost seems to laugh with us. And that's when we do it. Because I always did when we laughed. And my hand comes out and I slap you upside your head. And my hand hits your cheek. And the slap rings out. And it fucking hurts my hand. And I'm not expecting it. Because, like, even though I always did it, it's different now. And I'm different now. And it shouldn't happen. And it can't happen. And there's, like, no way it can. But it did. And it has. And I can see you weren't really expecting it, though. I know you should have been, because it's what I always did. And you can't know why I'm looking at my hand like it isn't really my hand. But you don't see me looking at my hand because you weren't expecting me to slap you, even though you should have been, and you fall. You fall, and you fall on your face. And I can see it hurts you. And you roll over and look down, and there's a bulge in your jeans. Like there was every minute of our first date. And the one you spent the whole day trying to hide. And like I remember how that was when I think I fell in love with you. Because if you hadn't tried to hide it, I'd have done it with you. And it wouldn't have been my first. And we'd have done it. And likely I'd never have gone out with you again. Because you'd have been just like all the other guys. But you didn't. You didn't, and you tried to hide it. And it was like you maybe weren't like all the other guys. And I think I fell for you right then. And you look up. And I look down at you. And I say I'm sorry. And I say how I shouldn't have and how I couldn't have. But I can't find the words. Because I'm fucking different now. And there really aren't any words. And I can't tell you, not ever. But then I do the other thing. Because I'm confused, maybe? And nothing's making sense, maybe. And maybe I want things to be something else. So I reach down and pull you up. And you reach up to take my hand. And of course you can't, because I'm different now. Because I'm different now. And my hand passes through yours. And it passes through and I look away because I can't look at you. And I don't want to see the fear in your eyes. But nothing happens. You don't run, you don't scream, and I look down. And you're not looking at me, and you're looking away. And it's like you're waiting for something, and I realize, and I know I'm sad. Even if it shouldn't matter, so I ask you. I ask you, and I look at you, and I look you in the eyes. Eyes that shouldn't have been able to see me. And I ask how. And you tell me. You tell me how the light was red. And you had to get to a place. And how you ran across the street anyway. And how your cell phone fell off your belt. And the bat came off and the battery came out. And you ran back to get it, and that was how. That was when. And you say how it wasn't the driver's fault. Because you were being dumb. Like you say, you'd always been being dumb. And you tell me how, even though it had been a bitch getting here from where you were, where you'd gone, you knew you had to get back here to be here. Even just once. So you did. And you ask if it's okay. And you say I don't have to be scared because you'd never hurt. Couldn't hurt. And I look down at you. And I know I'm crying. And I tell you to shut up and to get the fuck up. Because I'm not scared and because you're a bastard. And you get up. And I tell you how, like, you should remember I said this was my bridge. And you say yes, even if you wish it was ours. And I say how, no, it's not like that. I say how it's my bridge because I was walking here one night after Jeff to prove that he was a bastard. But not like you're a bastard. And my heel snapped. My heel snapped and I fell. And the river rushed, and the weir roared, and I fell. And now the bridge is like my bridge. And I tell you how, no, I didn't throw myself in because of you. Whatever anyone said afterward. Because it was just my fucking heel. It broke, and that was fucking it. And I know you don't believe me. And I know I'll never admit it. But I know you're right not to. And even if I'm crying, I know I'm smiling as well. And I tell you how I come here every evening as the sun falls and the shadows stretch. because this is where I want to be. And the sun is falling past the horizon behind me, and I know you can see it. I know you can see it through me. And you get up and you reach for me. And I hope maybe it's our bridge again, and that maybe things aren't so different after all. But your hands pass through me, as mine passed through you. And I reach up to touch your face, and my fingers pass through you, through the red bruise in my slap. And I don't know how that can be because your face is red. And I heard the slap. And my hand felt it. And it doesn't make sense that I can't touch you now. And then I look down. I look down and I smile and my hand drops. And my fingers close around your cock. Your cock, and you're so hard. You're so hard and I can feel you. Feel your cock. And you lift your hand. You lift it up and you move it, and you look at me like you don't know how I'll react. So I smile and I nod, and the tips of your fingers touch my nipple, and my nipple is so fucking hard. And I smile and you smile, and my hand pulls on your cock, and your fingers pull on my nipple, and we move closer. And our faces come together. And I know. I know why my hand hurt you. And I know why I couldn't pick you up. And I know. I know that when nothing else is real, one thing is always real. Has always been real. The only thing that really can be. And it isn't your cock, though it sorta is. And it isn't my nipple, though it sort of is. It's something else. Like, it was always something else. So I kiss you. I kiss you and my lips feel yours. And I feel mine open under yours. And your tongue slides into my mouth. And I can feel your tongue dancing with mine. And the river rushes and the weir roars and time goes by. And I don't know if the kiss lasts a minute or 100 years, and I don't care. But then I laugh, even though we're still kissing. And you back up and you ask me what's so funny. And I say, so if we're dead, like, why are we wearing clothes? It's not like anyone can see us. And you say how, like, if we're dead, like, I say, like, how can you see me? And I say, like, who gives a fuck? Because you can see me. And you can see me and I can see you. And, like, maybe, like, now we're back together, back here. Maybe we should see more of each other. And I have no idea how you do it, but your jeans are gone. And your shirt is gone. But there's something that isn't gone. And it's still in my hand. And it's so fucking hard. And I don't let go, but I wink. And then my jeans are gone and my shirt's gone, but not everything's gone. Because I know I'm wearing it, if wearing still makes sense. The basque you got me for my 18th birthday. And I remember how I didn't know what you'd got me. And, but like, I didn't want anyone else to see it because it was from you. And that wasn't anyone's business. So I took it upstairs to unwrap it. And I saw what it was. And it was beautiful. And I took my clothes off and I put it on. I put it on. And I put on some stockings. And my heels and your favorite dress. And I waited for you to come to mom's house because you were going to take me out for dinner on my birthday. And I never said anything. I went to your car and I told you to take a turn here and another turn there, and we ended up in that empty parking lot. And I took my dress off, and I asked you if you liked my birthday present, and I grinned. And I could see that you were trying to cover the bulge in your pants, and I grinned wider. And I told you to take your fucking hands away because it was my fucking birthday and I was gonna get, well, we were going to get. I unzipped you. I took you out and you were so fucking hard. And I bent down and I took you in my mouth. And we were in that parking lot all fucking night. And I grinned because I know it was another pun. And that was our first time. The first time we did it. And I know I'm wearing it now, your mask. And I know I'm grinning. And then I'm not wearing it at all. And I put my hand on your chest and I push you down. And my hand should go through you, or you should go through my hand, but it doesn't and you don't. And you fall down on your back and I fall down on top of you. And you're still so fucking hard. And it shouldn't matter. Because, like, things are different now, and we're different. We're so fucking different, but it doesn't even matter. Actually, it does matter. It matters, and it's wonderful, because your cock slides into me. And I'm tight, and I'm hot. And I'm so fucking wet. I'm smiling wider than I've ever smiled. And now, it's not just the river rushing or the weir, it's us, and we're us, and it's not just a bridge, it's our bridge, and the sun falls, and the shadows come out to dance, and they're welcoming us home, because even if they say you can't ever go home, that's just shit, because I'm here, and I've always been here. Even if I've never been here before my death. But, like, you're here too. And there's no Jeff. And you're never going to run. And there is no me. And there is no you. Because there's just us. Just us and our river and our weir and our bridge. And we're never leaving here again.